kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
So with me today is Amy Barry McCauley. She is the head coach for the Philippine women's underwater hockey team, which is set to compete in the coming Asian Games this weekend. Good day, Amy.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. From Melbourne, you're now in Manila.
That's right. Just arrived yesterday.
So are you excited with the coming days?
Very excited and quite nervous as well. It's a little bit different to playing because obviously don't have as much control over things. We can't get in the water and responsible for 12 players, but really looking forward to it, really looking forward to working with the players over the next couple of weeks. We've been on a long journey this year, and I've seen so much improvement from March this year until the last training camp at the end of October. So I'm very, very excited to see everyone perform in the games.
From what I hear, from this year only, you travelled to Manila 4 times.
We came over for the Manila Invitational and a training camp in March. We did another training camp in May, then another one in June, I think, another one in August, and then another one in October. So we've been over here quite a few times.
You've been racking up on your miles.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. So and our leave.
Yes.
Our leave from work.
So there's three
quite a few long weekends.
There's three of you who play underwater hockey here in Australia who are now helping each other coach the men and women's team, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, there's three of us. It's myself, Reese Quilford, and Jason Meeses.
So you mentioned earlier that you've competed against the teams in international competitions, and that's how you've met them.
Yes. So Reese, Jason, and I have all played for Australia and competed at various world championship competitions. And that's where we met many of the players who represent the Philippines and who are playing in the SEA Games.
So how do you transition from being a competitor to a coach?
Transitioning from being a competitor to a coach, it's very different. As I said before, as a player and, you know, you're really just thinking about yourself and your own preparation, what it is that you need to improve on and what you're going to contribute to the game. As a coach, you really need to step back and you're looking at the whole team and supporting a whole group of players. And that's both in and out of the water. So supporting them with preparation, so, you know, having the right training program and working one-on-one with individuals to help address, I guess, you know, help play to their strengths and help them to address any weaknesses so that they can really be the best player that they can. And you're doing that, you know, that there's that training preparation and that sort of individual one-on-one support, as well as then the team support and the team strategy and explaining what the team game plan's going to be, and you know, working on set plays with the team and with groups, with forwards and back lines, and that's part of your preparation up until the competition. And then in the competition, it's a whole new ball game, because then it's about how you support the team and work with the team to strategize against, you know, how you're going to break down other team plays. Also, you know, you need to be able to provide really succinct and essential feedback to individuals and the team in the water so that they can make all changes and adapt their play so that they can win the game.
But you've competed with them before. Does it help that you are able to observe what their weaknesses are underwater and their strengths?
I think because we have known them for a little while and we've worked with a number of the players over a couple of years, because both Reese and I also coached the Philippine teams when they went to Beijing and played in the Asia Cup at the end of 2017. So we know them pretty well. Jason also knows them really well from coming over here and playing in Manila Invitationals with the players and also from World Championships. So we do know the strengths and weaknesses of the players. We know the style of game that they naturally play here that has been developed in the Philippines, which is different to the Australian style of game. And so we certainly haven't been, we haven't come across to, I guess, teach them how to play the Australian game plan. It's more about working with what they've got, what they do, and really building on their strengths and, you know, making some tweaks here and there to improve their game plan and, you know, maybe bring some of the good parts of other styles of games, both like the Australian style and even looking at New Zealand and other countries and thinking about how we can adapt it and make it work with the team that we've got. So we know them pretty well and we've worked with them over a period of time to really help like build the team.
How does remote coaching work? Because it was mentioned to me that you remote coach them every throughout the year.
We've done a lot of the training camps, like, you know, which has been every sort of 4 to 8 weeks that we've come across.
Like intensive?
Yeah, where we've done intensive. And then from that, we do follow up through Facebook and WhatsApp groups and, you know, like on Facebook, I might, when I get back, I might sort of send through a few things for them to work on over the next 4 weeks. I might draw up some of the, you know, set plays on pieces of paper and send them through as pictures. And then we might have a bit of a chat online about the set play, or everyone just familiarises themselves with it, and then when we meet up again, we go through it. So it's really through, yeah, Facebook and WhatsApp and Messenger and just touching base with people and talking to them. Also, obviously, over email as well. We have, like, we provide, after training camps, we've been providing people with feedback, written feedback, and things that they need to focus on during their games over the next few weeks until we see them again. And then we've been providing everyone with like training programs as well. So we write up training programs and swim sessions, and they do those that program on a weekly basis.
I take it it's like remote parenting when a parent's away for work.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess something that, because it's a group of players, we haven't really been having, you know, telephone conversations. It's been more through
chats.
The group chat.
But
right?
It takes up a lot of your personal time, isn't it? Because you mentioned before, this is something that you do away from your full-time job.
Yeah, so we all work full-time. And then, you know, underwater hockey is a big part of our lives because we play it, we've played it competitively, or some, you know, we still do. Coaching, yeah, is something else that we really enjoy on top of playing underwater hockey. So we do, it is volunteer time and we do it outside of work, but it's something that we all really love and enjoy. And it's been for us a real privilege and honour to be a part of this journey. You know, so we feel lucky and we work with a great group of people here, the Philippine teams and their support people and team managers, you know, have become really good friends, close friends of ours. And it's a privilege to be a part of their national teams and to be on this journey with them. And, you know, we're now coming to the end, which is a bit hard to believe, but it'll be the most intense period of that journey that's coming up.
So what's it like? You're nearly there.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to believe that we're nearly there. We've got a couple of days of training coming up, then there'll be the opening ceremony. We'll have a practice game day, which we'll probably just play one practice game, and then it'll be into competition. And that 4 days of competition will be incredibly intense. So the next couple of days that we have with the team will be really important for our preparation, to really make sure that, you know, nervous excitement is good. I think everyone should have a bit of nerves, and it means that signals that it means a lot to people, which is a good thing because we want people to be committed and we want people to be hungry for the gold. But it's important to be able to, as a team and as an individual, you know, really mentally prepare for the intense period that's coming up, and us all getting on the same page, calming each other down as much as we can, and being mentally ready for the competition will be incredibly important. Yeah, so I'm a bit nervous. I think the other coaches are a bit nervous. We're excited as well. And we just want to make sure that as coaches, we can help the team prepare over the next few days and be ready for the as ready as they can be to give 100% for the competition. And we want to make sure that we can add as much value to that preparation and that competition phase.
What is it about the Filipino players or the Filipinos that you worked with that stands out the most when you work with them?
What is it that stands out the most with the players that we've been working with? I would say, I mean, their enthusiasm and commitment has been phenomenal over the past, you know, 9 or 12 months. So everyone has just upped their level of training. I've been incredibly impressed by the improvement trajectory of some of the players who, you know, 12 months ago they were completely different players. So they've improved phenomenally over a short period of time. They've really dedicated themselves to training and they've really dedicated themselves to the team. Everyone in my experience, and I think in Reese and Jason's experience, it's exactly the same. We've introduced, you know, different ways of playing, different set plays, different ways of thinking about underwater hockey at training camps, and everyone's been receptive. So it's felt like from the very, very beginning that, you know, it's a real team philosophy and team approach, and everyone's in this to do everything that they can to win gold. And so that's an incredible thing to be a part of. That determination and level of focus has been really impressive. And, I think that we've just seen, I mean, the teams have increased their fitness, they're playing different style underwater hockey to what they did 12 months ago. There's, you know, you watch them in the water and the level of intensity is completely different. So I've seen we've all seen huge growth within the teams throughout this journey, and I think that they haven't even peaked yet. So, you know, that will happen during competition phase. So it's going to be a whole new ball game or new puck game. I'm really excited to see what happens during the competition, because I just feel that growth and that trajectory of improvement has been impressive. So we'll see what happens. But everyone is certainly working towards gold.
Good luck in the coming competitions. And hopefully we'll meet you when you're back in Australia.
Yeah. And hopefully we will have a few gold medals to be able to show off to you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.